Now, live music, freshly poured beverages, and a crowd of Sydneysiders to enjoy it all. This is a scene most commonly associated with somewhere like the Inner West. But today, Live and Local will be showcasing the diverse and abundant live music scene of Sydney's western suburbs when they once again swing open the doors of venues across Parramatta. To find out more, we are this morning joined by one of the curators of the event, Peter Kernovic. He is the owner of Beat Disc in Parramatta. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about Beat Disc Records. How did you guys get started?
Well, a guy called Vic Aird opened the shop in 95, but since then I've been around for about 20 years, bought the business about 10 years ago, and since then have turned it into sort of a bit of a community hub, and we put on live shows as well, and try and do the best we can by, you know, being a real community hub. It's great.
I think that's so wonderful. I think when a community kind of gathers around music and it gathers around kind of that shared experience of listening to and enjoying music, it's always a very welcoming and quite a strong community as well. So it's fantastic that a hub like that has been established. How did you guys get involved with Live and Local?
Well, last year it was the first one, and that was organised by Steve Griffiths, who was the live music director at the time. And we had a show in the shop last year, and that was great. But this year is bigger and better. And current live music director is Aaron Kernow, and he offered the opportunity for Beat Disc to curate a stage, and I jumped at it. And it was such a great experience. so we curated the outdoor stage at the Albion Hotel.
Fantastic.
Going to be out in the car park. So.
I think that this is going to be so much fun. There are so many great things happening around Parramatta. There's going to be so much incredible live music, and it's all quite close to each other, isn't it?
It is, except the Albion, actually. So, it's about two blocks, so it's about a sort of 8-minute walk from the main strip. Yeah,
that's all. I have such a warped sense of geography. I never know how far anything is away. I'm the person that sets out and it's like, oh yeah, I can walk from Darling Harbour to Circular Quay. That's not a problem at all. But 2 blocks is nothing. That's absolutely nothing. Yeah. What have you seen as some of the biggest influences on the local music scene and the live music scene in Western Sydney in recent times?
Through Beat Disc, it's just community, and from where we stand, it's alternative and heavy music sort of shines through. However, I really noticed with organising this event, noticed a lot of hip hop coming through. Very strong hip hop scene in Western Sydney, which is great.
It's absolutely fantastic. You've got quite the lineup happening, especially on the outdoor stage at the Albion. How did you go about putting it all together? How did you go about choosing who you wanted to perform?
Well, just like Beat Disc is, what our customers enjoy is very diverse. In genre and gender, everything. So that's what I went with. So we've got punk rock, which is, you know, close to Beat This Heart, of course. Indie pop and even a hip hop act on there. So that's how that worked out.
I think this is wonderful. I think if you just like sit yourself down at the Albion between the indoor and outdoor stage, you're set. It's just going to be a great day.
But there is some things you might miss out on, which is a shame. But
get your skates on, everybody. Put your skates on. Grab the Razor scooter and just jet around. I think this is going to be fun. Why do you think events like this are important, especially for the music scene in Western Sydney and the Western Sydney community?
Well, I think City of Parramatta has really stepped up their game with this event. It's hugely important. We have been trying to host live music for a long time. There's a couple of pubs in Parramatta that do it sparsely, but we've been doing it for about a decade now. Regularly, and we're just trying to, there needs to be live music in all cities, and such a big CBD like Parramatta, we think it's paramount to to be a part of this type of community. So we're very excited for today's event.
You can't expect the development that's happening in Western Sydney. It's growing exponentially in terms of just the amount of people that are out there. You can't do that and not introduce culture and not introduce this sort of stuff. The whole city thrives on culture and on events like this, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So this is just going to be the best fun. So we kick off the outdoor stage at 1 o'clock this afternoon, don't we?
That's right. I think the whole event kicks off at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't really see anything that's happening before then, which is great. Yeah. You go, you have a feed, and then you get your boogie on, and you get your skates on, and you, you go to all these different events. Peter, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.